thick black-rimmed glasses and a thin, curly beard. His watery blue eyes showed a nervous flash, and he laughed too often, a shallow, uncertain chuckle. He carried a stainless Seiko 270 mounted with a satin-finished Nikon scope. Robles had little regard for tradition. Everything he hunted with was new technology. James T. Bone might have been Susan O'Dell's brother. 40, as she was, Bone was slim, tanned, and dark-eyed, his face showing a hint of humor in a surface that was hard as a nut. He brought up the rear with a 243 Mauser Model 66 cradled in his bent left arm. Four of the five, the chairman of the board, Robles, O'Dell, and Bone, were serious hunters. The chairman's father had been a country banker. They'd had a nice, rambling, stone and redwood home on Blueberry Lake, south of Itasca, and his father had been big in Rotary and the Legion. The deer hunt was an annual ritual. The chairman of the board had hung 20-plus bucks in his 46 years. Real men didn't kill does. Robles had come to hunting as an adult, joining an elk hunt as a 30th birthday goof, only to be overwhelmed by its emotional power. For the past 5 years, he'd hunted a half dozen times annually.